streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Welcome in. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be making this part of your day. Thanks so much. I'm Doug Gottlieb, in for Colin Cowherd. Of course, you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, on foxsportsradio.com, or any of our hundreds of affiliates nationwide. Thanks so much for listening. Mark Medina is going to join us in 20 minutes. He covers the NBA for NBA Media. He's also our Fox Sports Radio NBA Playoffs Insider. We'll get his thoughts on the topic of the day, which is also the topic du jour. Well, look, if you're just joining us, and you're just cluing in, the news of yesterday relates to the news of the day. Yesterday, it was the Nets telling Kyrie Irving, hey, man, if you can find a sign and trade, go for it. Kyrie Irving appeared to not have options outside the Lakers, but the Lakers deal, which would send Russell Westbrook back in return, was not anything the Nets wanted to consider. So in order for Westbrook to go to the Lakers, he would have had to opt out, become an outright free agent. And if he wanted, in fact, to be a Laker, it would have been at the $6 million mid-level exception variety. He's instead going to make $37 million to remain with the Nets. That's the news of last night. And then, of course, today, Russell Westbrook opted in to remain with the Lakers. So there's a lot to discuss in regards to what do we think about the Nets now? I'm actually more bullish on the Nets than others are. What do we think about the Lakers now? What happens next in the league? There's a lot to discuss. John Wall getting bought out. Now he's apparently going to be a member of the Clippers at a fairly minimum deal. We got a lot to talk about. But we study things that happened a long time ago, right? History, so we don't repeat it. especially the bad history. And we study things to learn about the overall culture or feeling of the business that we're discussing. What does this all tell us? Well, first, a lot of us are to the point with Kyrie and many of these athletes where we call bull. Right? And by calling bull, I mean the Kyrie doesn't care about money. Look, it's a lot easier to not care about money when you got $100 million in the bank, right? To those of us kind of trying to scrape it together in order to make ends meet, put our kids through school, you know, into college, have their college funds, gas prices obviously high, you know, like I have two daughters turned 16. It costs as much money to get a used car as does a new car. Like, so you're, I don't even know what to do there. Like, to those of us who actually have jobs and have bills and we're not just stockpiling money away that we'll never see or never spend, it's a different conversation with a multi-millionaire who's made films, made commercials, had his own shoe that's been wildly successful, played in the NBA for a decade, won an NBA championship, has likely $100 million in cash somehow and investments all over. Like, those kind of guys can say, it ain't about the money. What have we learned about people who say it ain't about the money? It's always about the money, right? Not sometimes, not most times. It's always about the money. So the first thing we've learned is anyone who's like me, who's called bull on the Kyrie Irving money doesn't matter, I give you Kyrie Irving's decision yesterday. If money didn't matter, then going from $37.1 million to $6 million doesn't matter. It's happiness. It's a chance to play with LeBron. It's a chance to play with the Lakers. It's a chance to reinvent himself and to get the next year, get a big payday. He chose not to do that. Now, we can say, look, the devil you know better than devil you don't. Motivated with the Nets. He has KD, who's in a better place in his career than LeBron is just because of age alone. And as much as that seems like a dysfunctional mess of a franchise, let's be honest. You go back two years ago, not this season, the previous season, before Kyrie got hurt, even with a hobbled James Harden, they kicked the holy living hell out of the Milwaukee Bucks in game two. Kyrie gets hurt, and they still took him to game seven because Kevin Durant is that good. So the idea is like, look, if we're healthy, if we have all three bodies, and then we have the rest of our bench actually healthy, completely different team. So there's some of that. But the root of it is, dude, don't tell me it ain't about money when you could have been a Laker, you could have been with Anthony Davis, you could have been with LeBron, and you chose not to do so. Why? Well, it's too big a loss of money. Then it's about the money. I get it. I've never gone from making $37 million to $6 million. That would be a harsh reality. That would be really, really hard for anybody. I wouldn't do it. But I also would never say or let other people believe he's not motivated by money. All right, second thing. Here's how the league views Kyrie. Here's a guy with otherworldly talent. Otherworldly talent and skill. With a basketball in his hands, Kyrie Irving is about as good as any player now, any player ever who's played basketball. Ever. Like, that's how good he is. Unbelievable shooter, shot maker. You know, I remember having a conversation with Brad Stevens one summer. And he said, Kyrie Irving could lead the league in assists every year twice over. I said, why doesn't he? That's a longer discussion. He can pass, he can handle, he can shoot. He's fairly small, so defense, he can get overwhelmed. But he's not a terrible defender. It's fine. He just makes bad decisions defensively and chooses to do his own thing. But in terms of skill set, there isn't anything missing from his game. Nothing. And yet, nobody wanted him on a sign-in trade. Now, could we factor in there's a likelihood nobody wanted him on a sign-in trade because he wanted a max contract that was 4 years, and then you tack on to the year he has, and you're like, man, I can't do 4 years of Kyrie Irving, 5 years of Kyrie Irving guaranteed when I don't know at what point in time he'll decide not to show up to work. I get it. But the point is, there wasn't anyone outside the Lakers interested. I ended yesterday's show. It's Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd, Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. I ended yesterday's show saying, like, look, everybody thinks they know what they're worth. Your worth is very simple. You're worth what somebody's willing to pay you. That's it. You're worth what somebody's willing to pay you. And no one was willing to pay that much. The only reason the Nets are is because the Nets have him under contract if he opts in. Right? So how the league views Kyrie Irving is it's not about talent. It's about everything else that happens to the franchise if they were to bite the apple and bring him in. And then the last part is really, I think I'll be interested to see what Mark Medina says. Well, he'll join us. He's actually going to join us next hour. TJ Hushmanzada will join us upcoming next. And then the next part is simple. This is the state of the Lakers. Like, I know Colin, last week, I think, the weeks do run together. Last week offered up Anthony Davis for Kyrie Irving. No chance you'd make that move. Zero. You have you're not likely, based upon the current construction of their roster, to compete for a championship. You have zero chance of competing for a championship if you don't have Anthony Davis and you have Kyrie Irving instead. That's it. So that wasn't an option. 6'9", 6'10". Like, Anthony Davis shouldn't be the 75 anniversary team. That's a joke. Dwight Howard should be on that team. It's a pathetic joke that Anthony Davis is on there. He hasn't played enough, been good enough. But when he's right, when he's healthy, he's an elite player that helps you at both ends. He can stretch the floor. He can defend the rim. Like, it's not really close in terms of what actually helps you win. That's not taken away from Kyrie Irving and his skill, but you're not making that trade. But they can't get rid of Russell Westbrook. I'm sure he's super happy. Like, Russell Westbrook, the guy who has rabbit ears to tweet back, to clap back at Skip Bayless, I'm sure Russell Westbrook is completely unaware that he was offered in a trade for Kyrie Irving, right? That it, nothing to do with it. Of course. The not-so-well-kept secret is, no matter what they say, the Lakers would do anything to get rid of Russell Westbrook. Anything. But no one wants him, so they feel like they're going to have to suck it up and figure out how to play him with a $47.1 million contract that he opted into earlier today. The Lakers are a dumpster fire. Kyrie Irving would not take the $6 million deal. They could not make a trade to acquire him. They don't have any assets. Yeah, I mean, they have two assets that people would like, LeBron and Anthony Davis, but they aren't giving those up because you give those up, you have no chance. You go from limited chance to no chance at all. The Lakers have no assets that anybody wants. Kyrie Irving is at one of two places, and he can say, or he may make you feel, that he's not about financial gains, but that was a financial decision. And the league views him as more trouble than he's worth, despite the league, absolutely, there's not a single soul you would talk to that wouldn't say, like, that guy's an incredible talent. That's what we learned. That's where we are.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Doug Gottlieb for Colin. This is The Herd, wherever you may be, however you're making this part of your day. Thanks so much. Live from sunny Southern California on the iHeartRadio app and Fox Sports Radio and FoxSportsRadio.com. Mark Medina next hour. He covers the NBA. He'll give us a sense of what's next and if my view, my read on things is correct. Frank Isola will join us third hour of the show. He hosts a show for NBA Radio. He's covered the league for years. We've got a lot to get to. T.J. Hushmanzada in a second. I'll get his thoughts on this. So Baker Mayfield's back in Oklahoma, where he played college football after transferring from Texas Tech. Obviously was the number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner. And he's having a youth football camp, and he set aside time to talk with reporters. And one asked him if there was any chance of reconciliation with the Browns.
But I think a lot of people think if they didn't have a quarterback for the next year, would there be any chance of reconciliation there?
No, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out. But we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides.
So he said there would have to be some reaching out. What that tells you is, yeah, he can say he's ready to move on. He wants them to come crawling back to him, right? And to this point, they're done. They're done. Now, there's a lot to it. You know, you have a general manager now and an Andrew Berry who did not draft him, right? You have a head coach who did not draft him, has not picked him. Half of the team has always turned over on a year-to-year basis. And the argument for Baker is, was, and has always been what I told Colin when he was coming out. You don't have to like the antics. You don't like that the swag and the way he carries himself. But up until this past year, guys in the locker room did. And that's all that it's about. That's all that actually matters. It doesn't matter fans or the media or other organizations like you. None of that matters. It's the guys in that locker room. Can you get those 52 other dudes, those 45 other guys on a game day, can you get them to play for you? And whatever happened, and we can say it's that he's playing hurt, we can say it's the offense, we can say it was Odell, we can say whatever happened, he lost that. He lost that. So he can play the victim and say, well, they ain't reached out. They don't really want me. They went and got, and look, it There's a parallel here between everything that's happening. Everything. I mean, yesterday, who we talked to? Charles Robinson joined us from Yahoo Sports. And what happened with Matt Ryan in Atlanta, right? What happened with Matt Ryan in Atlanta? Well, Matt Ryan was going to play out his contract in Atlanta. Then they reached out and were in on the Deshaun Watson. He's like, dude, what? I'm out. What happened yesterday? Kyrie Irving, the only team that was interested in trading for him was the LA Lakers, and they wanted to include Russell Westbrook, and Russell Westbrook opts in today. Right? Anyone would get mad if, on one hand, the team tells you, we love you, well, you're part of our, and the other hand, they're talking about trading you. Anybody would. But the team didn't, the organization didn't give up on Baker until the players said, we're just done with Baker.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
These 2 points can both be true. Like, I can be down on Kyrie Irving in terms of his value in the league and tell you I think the Nets got a chance to win the whole thing next year. I can say the same thing with John Wall. Like, look, Houston paid John Wall a crazy amount of money to not play basketball. That's, I mean, just insane. Absolutely insane. John Wall's contract, which he's now been bought out of, right, was he was supposed to be paid $47.36 million for the final year of his contract. He's agreed to take $6.5 million less. So essentially, you know, $40 million in change to not play basketball for the Rockets next season. That was after making $44 million to not play basketball with the Rockets last season, you know? And the year before, he barely played basketball and made $38 million. John Wall, in his career, in the last 12 years, and remember, he gets paid the $41 million already. Like, he's going to make $85 million in the last 12 months now that he gets bought out. And then, whatever else he can negotiate now, he's a complete free agent. So in his time in the NBA, he has made in the neighborhood, okay, of $270 million. Let me do that. $270 million. Wow. That's a lot. And look, I'm somewhere in between. I'm not with Colin with the doing the Dougie somehow makes him, you know, a clown as a basketball player. He's 20 years old in the NBA. You know, whatever. But like, look, there's a reason. Remember, he had the left heel surgery and then the Achilles and an infection. All of this has changed who he is as a basketball player. And prior to that, he was a guy who always struggled shooting the basketball. His next to last year in Washington was probably his best year shooting threes. But, you know, he's somewhere in the 19 to 20 a game at his peak. He was a guy who would average close to 10 assists. But the problem with the assist numbers, and it's really interesting, you know, like Russell Westbrook's not a great passer. And like, whoa, he led the league in assists. Like, okay, that doesn't. A lot of it's about the volume of possessions which you have the ball, and just shot creation becomes passing the ball to a guy who shoots a three. Right? That's not really a great passer makes. And John Wall averaged 20 a game his last 2 years he played, including the 40 games he played a year and a half ago when he played for the Houston Rockets. So now, as a buyout guy, it looks like he's going to go to the Clippers. And I love it. And you may say to yourself, wait. He's a what's the difference between him and Russell Westbrook, with the exception of the fact that Russell Westbrook averaged more points and more assists and more rebounds and has a better reputation? Granted, he's not nearly as good a defender as his reputation, but a better well, first thing is, he's 31, 32 years old. And yeah, he had a devastating injury. My guess is he's not going to sign with the Clippers unless he passed the physical. And if you assume they use him as a sixth man, that restarts your career. What people forget about the sixth man is you don't. It's just not the same position. Even if you bring the ball up the court and you're technically the backup point guard, it's a different position because all you got to do is come in and change the pace of a game. He can do that. You don't have to worry about running a team and getting everybody involved. Just go get yours. You can do that. And while his shooting has never been great, my guess is all this time off, there's been a ton of work. The only thing you can do when you're rehabbing your legs is work on your shooting. But even with that, like all of these things are made easier because you're playing against other teams' backups. I love it for the Clippers. Granted, you're betting on Kawhi off injury, Paul George off an injured, and John Wall off an injury. But I love it on paper.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
The Nets, this could go one of two ways. Obviously go very poorly. He doesn't want to be there. They don't want him. You could get rid of him. Somewhere, it's an expiring contract. Maybe you can get rid of him midseason. What they have is Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving, and Ben Simmons, who make $44, $36, and $35 million in change against the cap. Woo, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's 19, 20, and 23.5% of the cap on three players. Now, remember, they also have Joe Harris, who was injured. They have Seth Curry. They still have Patty Mills, I believe, which is a player option. And that's pretty much it of the guys that you know. The rest, they have to kind of create around those three, those four. Now, the first thing is that not having Joe Harris, and I know Joe Harris didn't shoot the ball well in the playoffs the previous year, but not having him, that changes the dynamic of everything. The threat of Joe Harris makes you have to get a guy who doesn't leave him. The threat of a guy who's a great shooter. And Joe Harris has positional size, so defensively he's different. Like, Patty Mills and Seth Curry are probably just as good as shooters. Maybe Seth Curry's as good a shooter. Patty Mills is a really good player. But because they're so small, there's a complete difference between them and Joe Harris. Just is. So simply having those four and then figuring out what you're going to do for, you know, you're going to need a small ball five. You're going to need a rim protecting five. You know, you have all the guard scoring off the bench you need in a Patty Mills if you get him back, or a Seth Curry. Right? You don't need any more. The rest, you just need 3 and D's, rim protector, small ball five. I could be dead wrong here, but I don't hate it. I don't hate it. You know? Because unlike, and this is assuming Ben Simmons is back for training camp, they've never had a training camp since they had Kyrie and Kevin Durant and James Harden where they were all together. James Harden was traded for, you know, early to mid-season 2 years ago. And then, of course, last year they didn't have Kyrie until late. They've never all been together. You can't your defensive rotations, your defensive system, your offensive system. You can't put those in on the fly. You can't. You can add in pieces as the season goes on, but your core guys kind of got to be your core guys. And if nothing else, like Steve Nash, it's kind of been a petri dish the last 2 years where he's gotten to try some stuff out. Now he's really going to have to coach. But if Ben Simmons is back, and I understand so many of us have bailed on Ben Simmons, right? Because he became a worse version of, he just won't even shoot the basketball. Then he wouldn't shoot layups. He's got to get back to playing basketball, seeing success with the ball going through the bucket. You know, just if they're going to have Kyle Korver, he needs to just follow Kyle Korver around all offseason when his back gets right and do what he does and shoot the basketball. It's still going to be a lot to fix that thing at this point in his career. But that ain't a bad team there. Because in order for Ben Simmons to be Ben Simmons, he needs space. And you have Joe Harris and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. You got space. And Ben Simmons helps you in the defensive end, which is the weakness to Kyrie Irving. It's not the strength of Joe Harris. And Kevin Durant's become a good to, not necessarily a plus defender, but definitely not a minus. That could be a good team. There's obviously they got to figure out, you know, Nick Claxton, they, you know, could be the rim protector. They got to figure out the rest of the whole deal. These two things can be true. You can not love Kyrie Irving's, you know, the idea that he thinks he's being different. Like, he's not being different. He's chasing the money. And God bless him. Like, if somebody says, hey, you can make $36 million to stay where you are and play with your friend, or you can make $6 million to go across the country and play with a guy who you like, you respect, but you guys were on the outs with. You have no idea how good you're going to be. You have no idea what that coach is like. You don't know the new coach, whatever. And they just kind of took you because they could took you because it feels like you're a bargain. Like, I would do the same thing. I wouldn't. And we could be down on Kyrie in terms of all the other space cadet stuff. But he's going to, if he wants to stay in the NBA, he's going to have to change his behavior. He's going to have to show up more often. He's going to have to be more a part of the team. And if anything, this is a great test case for all sports. I want you to think about what the Brooklyn Nets did. Okay. The Brooklyn Nets did what no one seems to be willing to do in sports and say, no. Mm-mm. No, we're not just going to acquiesce to you. We're not going to fire our coach who we like and we think does a good job. And, you know, people in the media don't even understand. Like you have people in the media who have zero clue about actual basketball. Like Blake Griffin comes in the playoffs, like, well, why did they play Blake Griffin? Because he can't play anymore. Literally, he got into the game, and the first thing that tells you, Blake Griffin's out there, let's go right at him. He can't guard anybody. Can't play. Like, you think Steve Nash doesn't want to play Blake Griffin? Doesn't want to play LaMarcus Aldridge? They're washed. They're done. That's what happens. Oh, well, you need more space for Kevin Durant. Like, okay, but if you play Seth Curry and Patty Mills at the same time, who's going to guard it? You can't guard. Do you know how big and strong and, like, who are they going to guard for the Boston Celtics? You can't hide anybody. So then you play bigger bodies, and everywhere Kevin Durant goes, he's got two guys on him. Not a magician. So the Brooklyn Nets have said, nah. That's our coach. That's our general manager. This is how we're going to do it. It'll work. And Kyrie's like, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll sign and trade. Okay, fine, sign and trade. Oh, no one doesn't exist? We don't like the Lakers one? Nah, you're staying here. You want to play basketball under contract, $36 million, this is what you do. They drew a line in the sand. At the end of the day, Kyrie backed down. This, I could be different. No, different would have been, I'm going to opt out. I'll be a free agent. I'm going to see what's out there in the market for me. He flinched, and now they have him. Like, look, that's what the Arizona Cardinals should do. We're going to give Kyler Murray an extension. Why? Did anybody watch the playoff game? Kyler Murray was awful. He was atrocious. And look, I'm a fan of Kyler Murray in comparison to Baker Mayfield. Like, that dude's got, but he's bad at the end of the last three seasons. Well, he's been injured. Okay. Well, DeAndre Hopkins out. Okay. He looked awful. Couldn't play. So, I remember the Arizona Cardinals have Kyler Murray under contract for two more years, and then they could franchise tag him. No negotiation, two more years. That's four more years. Actually, five if you want to transition tag him. With no negotiation, the Arizona Cardinals don't have, and like, that's not how it's going to work. They're going to give him a contract extension. Why? I don't know. Because that's what everybody in sports does. You get a little nervous about finding the next player because this player, but you don't have to find the next player. He's not going to walk. He's not going to go anywhere. You just acquiesce. And the Nets are like, we're not acquiescing. Let's see how Kyrie Irving plays when somebody holds him accountable. And we don't actually have to hold him accountable. He can hold him accountable. Because if he doesn't, he won't be in the league or won't be anywhere he wants to be next year. It's a curious motivator, right? I'm like, well, they didn't talk to Kevin Durant. We don't need to. Kevin Durant has said, I don't want to be a GM. Okay. You don't want to be a GM? Good. You don't need to be a GM. We'll see you when we see you. When things get settled, we'll call you. We'll talk. See what we got. I don't hate it. Because at the end of the day, Kyrie would not be an NBA champion, would not be as talented as he is if he didn't have a competitive gene. That fires. We know how much Kevin Durant has a competitive gene, how much he loves hoop. I don't know about the competitive gene with Ben Simmons. But I do think that he is going to like the environment in Brooklyn, and it's a fresh start for him. I have no idea about his mentality and if he can take the fact that Philadelphia is going to be hard on him and other places are as well. And who knows if he can shoot, but the talent is definitely there. I wouldn't go out and buy anybody else's net stock, but if I'm sitting there on net stock, I just hold it. Just hold it. At the end of the day, you have Kevin Durant, who's the best player in the sport. You have Kyrie, who's one of the most talented dudes in the sport. And you have Ben Simmons, who has some of the greatest potential in the sport and has been a very good player in the sport. If that's your starting spot, if you are honest with yourself and say, despite an unmitigated disaster this season with KD getting hurt, having to get rid of Harden, you know, Kyrie not playing for more than half the year, and you still got to the playoffs. And the year before, with everything going on, I mean, you're up 2-0 on Milwaukee. It still goes game seven. I don't think they're as far off as other people think. Right. The quote is just wrong. Opting in was the easy thing, the normal thing to do, what you and I would do. Wait, I'm guaranteed to make $36 million, and then I can be a free agent next year, or I can maybe make $6 million, or who knows? Opting out would have been abnormal. Opting out would have been the taking a risk. Opting out would have been the non-traditional, hey, you know what? I don't need a sign and trade. I'm just going to do my own thing, find my own home. Kyrie so badly wants you to think that he's so many things that he's not. He's a great basketball player who wants to be a great person and wants to be all of these things that are anti whatever common culture tells you you should be. And the truth is, he's just a great basketball player who also likes the respect of making a ton of money and playing with his friend and teammate.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Frank Isola joins us from SiriusXM NBA Radio. Frank, what really happened that led to Kyrie Irving opting in?
I think it was that he didn't have many options out there. You know, he's using, I guess, his stepmom as his agent, and I don't know how many deals she's negotiated with NBA players, but she was smart to tell him to take the money as opposed to taking 6.5 from the Lakers. That was the only deal that he had. So now he's in a situation where, you know, if he's being honest with himself, and who knows how honest he's ever going to be with himself, that now if he really wants to play beyond this year and make big money, he's going to have to perform. Whether that's with the Brooklyn Nets or somewhere else, he's going to really have to perform this year and play in games, which is something he really hasn't done the last 3 years.
So what now for the Nets? Do they proceed as if none of this happened?
You know, it's interesting, Doug. I keep hearing that it's not necessarily a lock that they're gonna keep both Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. I still think that's the best option. You got Ben Simmons coming in. Joe Harris is going to be coming back off of the injuries that he had. I get it. The Eastern Conference is still good. I would run with that, but it's weird. You still keep hearing whispers. I don't know. Kevin Durant's 33 years old. Maybe the Nets are thinking, let's try to, you know, strike while the iron is hot now with him. Kyrie's on an expiring contract and kind of just start all over again. I know there are some people that believe they should do that. Whether or not they're going to be, you know, that gutsy about it, I don't know. It is interesting, Doug, as you know, Kevin Durant kind of weighs in on everything, right? He responds to people on Twitter. He responds to what people say on talk shows, on the radio shows. Yet now he and Kyrie Irving have really been in the news, you know, the last week or so, and now he's gone silent on Twitter about himself and Kyrie Irving.
It is interesting, right? A lot of talking. He was on a pod last week, and he just said, hey, you know, I'm not going to – whatever Kyrie does, that's up to him sort of thing. But you're right.
Can I just interrupt you for a second? So if Doug Gottlieb was running that podcast, you would have said, okay, if Kyrie were to leave, do you still want to be with the Nets?
No, that's the – look, that's the problem with these. Like so many of these guys now, they're like, hey, we're new media. We get to control the narrative. But what's missing is nobody actually asked them hard questions. None of them.
Hey, thank exactly. Like at least Draymond, when Draymond had his podcast after game two of the NBA Finals, he specifically addressed the idea that he nearly picked up a second technical foul and would have been kicked out of the game. And he addressed kind of his relationships with the refs. You know, regardless of like how you feel about what he said, at least he addressed it. Kevin Durant has an entire podcast where he addresses the Kyrie Irving situation, but nowhere in there does he say, by then there were reports out there already that you might be on the move as well. Don't you have to address that? So you're 100% right. New media, that's not good media. Yeah. You're not really getting to the story.
Yes. No, it's interesting that for years, I think the idea of it was, hey, let's cut away the layer of a PR group, right? Let's just get the real organic. The problem with it is, like, there's a reason that PR groups protect people from asking hard questions. They don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. Okay. Here's the other thing I said, and again, Frank Isola and SiriusXM NBA Radio, you see him on ESPN, SNY. He's covered the league for years as a writer as well. Okay, so it's a sad day for the Lakers, right? Kyrie wanted to be a Laker, and the best that they could legitimately offer was, hey, you got to take Russell Westbrook back in return. Right?
Yeah.
To me, that's a statement of this. The list of the Lakers' assets are really Russell Westbrook and an expiring contract, I guess Talen Horton-Tucker, who's a rotation player, and a 2027 first-round draft pick. Like, that's it. Because you can't trade Anthony Davis. You got no shot. You're not trading LeBron James, at least to this point. That's what I thought. What do you think?
I think you're 100% right. And I had heard last year that when they were talking to the Houston Rockets about a deal that would have involved John Wall, but the only way the Rockets were going to do that deal was they wanted the first-round pick, and I heard that they were going to buy Russell Westbrook out. So, Westbrook's value is as low as it's been since he's entered the league. The one thing I'll say about Russell Westbrook, however, he does play all the time. Now, the performance needs to be better. The production needs to be better. But at least you can count on the guy to at least be out there. Now, playing well, that's another story. You knew that he wasn't going to work with him in L.A. You need the ball in LeBron's hands. The Lakers are in a bad spot right now because look at what the Clippers are doing. The Clippers are going to get back Kawhi Leonard. Paul George is going to be healthy, and now they're bringing in John Wall. A lot of people think that they should be the favorite in the West. You got the Golden State Warriors. You got Memphis. You got Dallas. You got Denver adding Jamal Murray. There's going to be a lot of good teams in the Western Conference. So LeBron, I'm sure he's looking at the handwriting on the wall, and he's thinking he was probably begging Kyrie to opt out of the deal and sign for $6.5 million. Maybe he would have made a movie and could have made up some of the money that way, but they were desperate to add a guy like Kyrie on the cheap, and they couldn't do it.
Look, I've said the only way out of this is to trade LeBron. They're not gonna do it, but they should do it. That's the only way to remedy this thing is trade him now while he's still a year under contract. Let somebody else negotiate the back end of that deal, but they won't do it. Okay, so were you among those New Yorkers that when the Knicks chose not to trade up and chose to trade out of the first round, thought the end is near? Like, I watched it and thought something else. What did you think when the Knicks decided to trade out of the first round of the draft?
Well, I would say this. I think they tried to get Jaden Ivey. That didn't work out. And it does look like they're putting all their eggs in the basket to try to get Jalen Brunson, who we obviously know the relationship. His dad, Rick's now working for the team. Leon Rose was his agent, Leon's son. Sam is now Jalen's agent. And I get it. Jalen, it's not like signing Kevin Durant or Kawhi Leonard, but the guy can run an offense. He's a leader. He's been a winner everywhere that he's been. And it would be an upgrade there. And listen, other teams collect first-round picks, and everyone seems to fall over praising them. I get it. Sometimes you keep kicking the can down the road. It almost comes across as self-preservation or job preservation for a front office. But I actually don't think it's the worst thing that they did.
I don't think so either. I mean, acquiring assets that you can later move.
That's right.
Or maybe, 11 was a nothing spot. And, we all act like the Jaden Ivey thing, the Detroit Pistons, here, take a guy that we want, and give us something we don't want in return. Like, no, not actually the way it works. By the way, with his son being Jalen Brunson's agent, why do they have to move all these mountains to get him? Right? If you really have a relationship with the guy and you don't have to move up, you should be paying less than paying more. I love Brunson. Okay. It's stunning how good he is in the NBA. But how much closer it helps them with their culture and it helps make everybody better. But to the point of being a competitive playoff team, they're going to have to make some more additions. What about?
You're 100% right. To me, it's just about adding somebody that you know is going to help make you become a better team. It's going to add to your culture, and players are going to want to play for a guy like, you know, with Jalen, who is, you know, all about the team, knows how to run an offense, will get other guys involved. But it's funny, I think the Knicks know, the Knicks are going to be in competition with Dallas because he's in a really good situation there right now. You are playing with Luka Doncic, who looks like he's going to be a generational talent. You just came off of making it to the conference finals, and even though your dad is working for the Knicks, you know, the Knicks have a tendency every 3-4 years, they blow everything up. They get a new front office and they have a new coaching staff. And the players that were brought in originally, they're all on the move. So that has to be a factor. I think that Jalen is a smart kid. I think that's everything that he's going to factor in. I don't think he's just going to go into it blindly, even though he knows everyone there. And he's obviously close to Tom Thibodeau as well. But I think he also knows he's in a really good situation in Dallas.
Frank Isola joining us here in the Herd. Of course, you can hear him on SiriusXM NBA Radio, see him all across the TV landscape. He's covered and knows the NBA for years. You mentioned Dallas. They have a generational talent. Many people regard Luka as the best player in the league or going to be the best player in the league, especially now. Suddenly out of season, Luka playing with Slovenia looks like in shape Luka. Right? Let's say they lose Brunson. What now? What can they've already needed to add pieces. What can they add?
No, that's a fair point. I mean, I think there'll always be an organization that'll be in play to make trades, and you know they're always willing to make some big moves, like the move that they made to get Porzingis. Remember, though, they are going to get Hardaway back next year. The problem with them is they don't really have that, you know, that second start. Dinwiddie was terrific against Phoenix in Game 7. Brunson obviously had his moment. They don't really have that clear second star, which is going to be something that they're going to have to do with Luka there. That's why I think losing him would be a devastating blow. That's why if you're Jalen Brunson, like, timing is everything. And he picked a good year to have a really good playoff because there's not a lot of free agents out there. And he had a really good playoff run. And now here he is as a free agent without really a lot of competition out there. And he's got teams that want him, including his own team.
It's a great point you make, Frank. It's an absolutely great point. Okay, what about the Warriors? Like, if you look at their tax bill, oh, wow, right?
That's, I mean, crazy.
It's insane. I mean, is it as simple as thanks but no thanks, you got to part ways with Otto Porter? But, like, that's still huge money. What do the Warriors look like when they start the season next year?
And I think, you know, it does look like they want to try to bring back Kevon Looney, and it does look like they want to bring back Gary Payton II, who I thought was really good. I mean, he's tough. He plays hard. But you mentioned the tax bill, and I think they're okay paying it. You know, so they make a lot of money. The tickets there are expensive. They have that beautiful arena. And I also think from their standpoint, and this is why you got to give ownership there a lot of credit, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. When you were this good in the draft, where you drafted Steph and you drafted Clay and you got Draymond Green in the second round, and then you have done a really good job in player development. Obviously, Andrew Wiggins has turned out to be really good. The big thing for the Warriors will be the development of their younger players, starting with James Wiseman, who I wouldn't know James Wiseman if I tripped over him. He never really played in high school. He didn't really play in college. But, you know, everyone keeps telling you how great of a player he's going to be. At some point, he's going to have to go out there and prove it. I think that'll be a big thing because, you know, for these guys, and having a longer offseason will help. I think Clay will be better next year. But come on, during the regular season, they're going to need these younger guys to carry them a little bit. You can't expect, you know, Steph, Clay, and Draymond to be playing big minutes in a lot of games. They're going to need that younger roster to pay some dividends at some point, particularly in the regular season.
Oh, I think you're totally right. This is really similar to the Celtics when you had Bird and McHale and DJ and those guys, right? Remember, who knows how much longer that dynasty would have gone had Len Bias not died. You know,
right.
And then of course, then it was Reggie Lewis, right? Then it was Reggie Lewis, where you have Jonathan Kuminga, you got Wiseman, you got Moses Moody, right? You continue to kind of fill out your roster. They got Patrick Baldwin Jr., who I think is going to be great to be in their culture. Very talented kid who had a bad year playing for his dad at UW-Milwaukee. Like, and those are all bigger bodies, you know, bigger bodies. And then Jordan Poole is going to have to continue to improve. So The plan is there in place, but you're right. Those guys are going to have to see the floor and play a ton in the regular season so that once the postseason comes around, you have the veterans and they can mix together.
And you're right, Doug. And I think Draymond, remember, early in the season, mentioned exactly what you were saying, how all right, teams don't really do it like this, where you have this ready-made championship team with veteran players, but now we're trying to fill out the rest of our roster with mostly young guys. And to be fair, when you got to the finals, right, Wiseman didn't even play, but Kuminga, Moses Moody, they didn't do anything. But really, the youngest guy that helped, well, two guys, it was really Poole and Kevon Looney were the ones that helped them. But they're going to need those guys next season to really come through. And to me, the biggest one is Wiseman. He was the high pick. He's the guy that's been highly touted. I'm sure there were talks last year about involving him with the trade. Wasn't it going to be him and somebody else maybe, or him and maybe Wiggins to try to get Bradley Beal? So Wiseman is going to be a big part of it, because if the one thing that they were missing during the playoffs, I kept thinking they could use a guy like JaVale McGee coming off their bench, like a long guy that could rebound and block shots. And Kuminga, they're going to need that size, you know, an athletic big on their team.
No, they'll both fit the bill if they evolve properly. Frank, great stuff as always. Really appreciate you joining us. Of course, we know the off season in many ways in the NBA is more interesting than the regular season. Can't wait to see what happens next. Thanks for being our guest.
Keep up the good work, Doug.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.